Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. 507 for the first burp of the day from AJ. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, it started non-sportsy. Well, Dikembe Mutombo, so it was kind of sportsy. And then it got a little sportsy, and then it got a little movie-y. And it's funny because Josh says he's been saying the same thing about Avatar for years. Same story with good special effects, didn't care for it, and he caught hell for it. I just say, if you want to go see that movie, just go watch Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves is pretty long, though.
Well, so's Avatar.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have the flying around space dragons and stuff.
Aren't there naked Indian chicks in Dances with Wolves?
I think there's a naked white girl who grows up with Indians.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If I never see Avatar again, I won't have missed anything.
You won't be sad.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a dog guy. I love dogs too. But do you know anybody who purposely owns a Chihuahua?
No.
Like, doesn't it always seem like that's like, oh, this Chihuahua just showed up at our house and now we kind of have it?
I don't know any men who purposefully own Chihuahuas unless they are dating someone who had the Chihuahua ahead of time. I do know a couple of women.
I wouldn't date someone who had a Chihuahua.
Well, I wouldn't either. I don't care how hot she is. I would go over one time
and I'd be like, I can't deal with this.
You got a Chihuahua. I'm out of here.
I'm reading a story about someone got their truck stolen. And it was at the San Antonio Event Center on July 1st. Now, there's a couple of things about this that I got to throw out there.
Okay.
First of all, if you leave your dog in the truck in the middle of July, how much do you love the damn dog anyway? I mean, that's
yeah, and maybe you're just trying to get rid of it, especially if it's a Chihuahua.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Police recovered the truck within 20 hours of the crime. The thieves ditched they ditched it at a hotel. And they helped themselves to the valuables. There was computers in the truck. There was cash in the truck. And they took the dog. And again, they left a dog in a truck. They said the windows were cracked. She had water and was taken care of. But whether or not your windows are down, that's not how you do it. You don't leave a dog in your truck. It's hot.
Right.
You're in San Antonio.
Well,
if this was in Canada in July, okay.
Maybe.
The picture of this dog, this is a horrendous dog. It's got like sort of bat ears, and one of them has a big chunk of the ear missing. And it's wearing one of those collars with the big shock thing on it. Like it's a pretty small dog, and it's got a massive like shock collar attached to it that takes up more than half of its neck. I don't think this guy liked that dog that much. And honestly, I wouldn't give the dog back if I were the thief. I would be like, oh, I'm keeping this dog. I wouldn't keep it because it's a Chihuahua.
No, it's a Chihuahua.
But
why
I would
you
give
do that?
It, I would put it
You're
on,
a terrible thief.
I would put it in someone's yard and make and force them to have a Chihuahua, like all people who are forced to have a Chihuahua have them. But yeah, I don't feel bad for you. They said, we were literally crying on the side of the road. I kind of think they were crying about the stolen truck and the computers.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset over that.
But I don't know. I don't think these guys should get their dog back, even if they find it. I think that guy should probably go to jail or at least have to pay whatever fine you pay for animal cruelty.
Pets and children should not be left in cars.
You know who else shouldn't be? Grown-ups.
Well,
it's
especially
freaking hot.
Old people, grown-ups.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave them in the car either.
But regular people like me don't want to die in a hot car. Would you want to sit in a hot car?
No.
With the windows are cracked, though, Fred. You'll be all right. You'll have a bowl of water.
Do I have a collar?
A gigantic shock collar, yes. That if you dip it into your bowl of water, you're probably going to die anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for this person. I mean, I would feel bad for me if my dog got stolen, but I don't feel bad for them because they left their dog in a car. My dog would never get stolen from my car because I would never leave my dog in my car.
Well, and a lot of people apparently have Chihuahuas. Houston sent us a tweet, said, I own a Chihuahua, a stray had puppies under my house. We ended up keeping the lone survivor.
That's what I'm telling
four.
You. That's how people get Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Nobody like says, ah, let's go pick out a pet. I know. Let's take the worst dog ever. No, people don't do that. It's always by some twist of
question.
Fate.
Chihuahua or cat?
Chihuahua or what?
Or cat.
Cat.
Really?
Yes.
Oof. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take a cat every time.
I think I'd take the worst dog over the best cat.
No. Nope. 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 Cats are maintenance free. Like, you don't have to do anything with a cat. I have a cat at my house.
But what's the point? What's the point of them?
I mean, there is no point.
Cats. That's the thing. At least a dog, there's... You know,
there is no... My cat serves no purpose to me. Although it thinks it does, because sometimes it will, it kills squirrels. It kills varmin. So that's a good thing about cats. And you know how I feel about squirrels. I hate squirrels. Hmm. My cat sometimes brings squirrel corpses to my front porch and lets me know, hey, I'm out here working for you. I appreciate that. And in trade, I give it food. Usually.
Usually, yeah.
But it poops outside. So I don't have to, scoop a litter box? That's it.
Yeah, well, see, mine are inside cats, so they're doubly useless.
Oh, inside cats are totally useless. Yeah. They can't kill varmint or poop outside.
And if, a fly gets in, they just look at it. That's it. That's all
they
really
do. Aren't your cats pretty elderly?
Not elderly enough. I mean, they're both about 10.
Do they give you problems?
Well, no. I mean, they're not very well. I mean, they're not good with the litter box. They're pains in the asses. And
when you say they're not good with the litter box, does that mean they poop on the floor?
They miss sometimes, yes.
That's like Barry's cats. Barry always talks about his cats just pooping wherever they feel. I mean, I couldn't have a cat like that. It'd have to go for the ride.
Trust me, when we lived on the 21st floor, I kept leaving that door open just in case.
Hoping.
Yeah, maybe you take a dive.
Just
one of you guys. I mean, I can deal with one of you, but not two of you. But now... You know, now they just and they won't freaking leave me alone. When I set up at home with the computer, first thing in the morning, get online, you know, start doing some show prep and do some stuff. I got one of them sitting on each side of me. I'm like, what the hell? And they want to be petted. And I'm like, no, I'm doing work. Go the hell away. It's like, I don't like you. Why are you here? And they'll just sit there until I pet them. And it's like, are you guys ready to die yet, please?
Keith, they're Val's cats, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, they're hers. Her idea.
But you have to take care of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
That seems like kind of nonsense.
Well, and I mean, the dog was her idea, but that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll give her credit for that.
I had two cats at my house.
Yeah, you're down to one, right?
I'm down to one. I put one down last week, which of course made all the kids cry and made my wife cry and everybody sad about it. But, I mean... bleep happens.
Yeah.
But I'm down to one cat, and it's the cat, like I said, I mean, if I could have chosen which cat to die, it would have been the one that I still have.
Yeah.
The cat that died was like the best kind of cat because it never came around. Like it showed up at night and would sit on my wife's lap while we watched TV, and then it would go back in the garage and just stay away from me. The cat that we have left, which I don't know why my wife thought it was a good idea to rescue a cat, but she felt bad for some stray cat and rescued it, which, I mean, she's probably going to heaven, and I'm not. But I don't know why you would do that. It's like rescuing a Chihuahua.
Right.
But this is the most pain in the ass cat. Like, it it wants to be pet and things like, I don't like that. So I don't like petting cats, but.
Well, and that's the thing. And they shed and they get hair all over my damn computer. And it's like, go away, guys. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
They won't do it. I just want to be left alone.
What I do like is sometimes the cat walks by my dog and the dog just reaches out and puts its paw on it and like flattens the cat out.
Well, that's good.
It's kind of funny.
That's a win.
Yeah, I like that. What am I supposed to do here, John? Raising Cane's. When you're talking about eating some good food tonight, is that what you were talking about, Fred?
Yeah, exactly.
I knew that's exactly what you were going to say. And Raising Cane's has some great food. And not only do they have some great food, but they're doing great things in the community. And we love the community here. We're the kind of people who adopt chihuahuas and don't leave them in a truck. But they proudly partner with teams, groups, and organizations in the community. Visit canesandcommunity.com to learn how they do those sorts of things. And they work with every community that they're in on education, feeding the hungry, pet welfare. Again, not leaving your dog in a hot car. Active lifestyles and business development. And that's on top of having all the great food that they do, which if you haven't been, it's out of this world. They've got the always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, all the handmade sides. The cane sauce is handmade in-house every day. They squeeze their own lemonade. That's how you know it's the truth. And guess what else is the truth? I didn't even know this existed, but I'm stoked about it. July 27th is National Chicken Finger Day. And to celebrate, Raising Cane's is giving away a free trip for two to the Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans. Did you know there was a Fried Chicken Festival? I love it. I love it. And it's in New Orleans. That's a good trip. You can enter now at raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. That's raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. Raising Cane's, one love.
I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
You know, I don't like snakes.
Yeah?
But I do love good wildlife videos.
Yeah.
This giant snake just... There's like a dead deer, and I don't know what kind of snake it is. It's a big-ass snake, but this deer is like about the size of a middle-sized human.
Okay.
And watch how I'm showing Michael here. Watch how fast this snake takes down this deer. I mean, we're talking in maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds. It has the entire deer from head to toe inside its body.
That's pretty interesting.
I think he's trying to help it digest. Some guy patting it.
I thought you were going to talk about how you rooted for the snakes on a plane to get the chihuahua. Spoiler alert.
No.
Yeah. I've just spoiled that for anyone who's never seen Snakes on a Plane. The chihuahua gets eaten.
No, I don't like that movie either. And I don't care.
I love that movie. I don't know why. It's just so dumb. And the whole thing is set up just for one line from Samuel L. Jackson. And I still love it. I'll watch that thing all the time. And I laugh every time the snakes eat somebody. And I kind of root for this. I'm rooting for the snakes on that.
Yeah, I don't like snakes.
Yeah. I'm usually not a fan, but fictional snakes on an airplane with Samuel L. Jackson, I'll take that every day. So, Michael, you got a new business.
He's got a new business and no microphone.
Yeah, that's all right. PickMeEvents.com. He's got a photo booth. He had it here up here a couple of days. So he's going to be at a bridal thing this weekend. So you can get like really cool photos done that go online. And there's like background stuff that you can put on it. I think it's a cool idea. So if you're briding this weekend, make sure you check him out. What's that? Was that good enough? Did you see There's an update on your buddy O.J. Simpson.
Dude, Daddy Juice, he's on tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow is the day. However,
God,
we've been hearing all these little things that have been coming up.
O.J.'s boyfriends are going to really miss him. They are going to be bummed.
Apparently, Daily Mail claimed he's facing a disciplinary hearing. This could cost him his chance at parole because he was self-pleasuring and was caught by a female prison guard in late June.
Wait. Time out.
He was self-pleasuring and she...
Is masturbating against the rules in prison?
I would hope not. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Like, the alternative is raping other inmates. I feel like that's like the most appropriate way to get out your sexual frustrations.
You would think.
Never heard of such rules.
But the Nevada Department of Correction says it is against policy to release inmate disciplinary history to the public. It is also against policy to release inaccurate information. No official from our department would have released the information in question. Apparently, TMZ then was told by a source that, A, it never happened. Plus, there is no rule against pleasuring oneself as long as the act takes place in a private setting.
Like your cell, right?
All right. Wouldn't your cell count as a private setting?
Yeah, that's like your bedroom
now,
at home.
Now,
like
what if
your mom's not supposed to just kick the door in while you're trying to handle business?
But what if, it's, it's like where you got the walking area and the chick sees you and you're exposed? That would
the
have
walking
to,
area?
Well, like the row outside where the man walks with his, up and down.
I think you're picturing the jail that OJ's in as like a metal bars type jail.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it is anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been in a while, so I don't know.
It's like you remember in Sons when they're in jail and they've got it's a room with a door, and even like on the night of, there's like a door with a little window on it.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm basing my knowledge of prison on TV shows.
That's all I do too.
You, so
yeah.
I don't know if that's an accurate.
But even like when I've been to regular jail, I've never been to prison, but even in regular jail, there's not bars.
See, I'm
you
thinking
can
like,
grab
I,
onto
I'm,
and
I'm
say,
thinking,
get me out of here.
But I'm thinking of Shawshank when they went to find him.
Yeah,
and Andy didn't come out because here's another spoiler alert for you, because he'd crawled through the wall.
He dug through the wall.
Yeah, through 500 yards of foul smelling bleep. Yeah.
And hit it behind the Raquel Welch poster, right?
Was it Raquel Welch? I guess it was Raquel Welch.
By then.
Yeah. So that's what I'm picturing, is she walks up and he's like standing there. That would probably not be okay.
No, that would be bad.
AKA says, federal officer for 11 years, doing that is against the rules. Most minimal security is cubicles. Interesting.
That's against the rules? I'm never going to prison now.
Yeah, that takes all the potential fun out of it for me.
I mean, if you can't do that, what can you do in prison?
Read.
That's the thing. Like, now prison, they've got TV, they've got all kinds of stuff, but you can't do that? Mm-hmm. I'm not buying that. I would do it anyway.
Well,
I'd be locked up forever.
Let's face it. If you're in jail for breaking the law for something, do you think you're not going to break the rules of that?
Yeah. You think I'm murdered, but I won't do that? Come on.
That's why I always think it's funny when I say, don't want to put him on the stand because he'll lie. It's like, if he murdered somebody, hell yeah, I'm going to lie about it. I'm going to get on the stand and lie my ass off.
Like, what are they going to do? Send me to prison for lying? Okay. I murdered someone. I'm going to prison for that if I don't lie.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, that's another documentary. Have you seen that? I think it's called 10 Bullets, 3.5 Minutes.
No.
It's about, Jong, have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
It's about this kid in Florida, a black kid who got shot by a white guy who claimed the stand your ground law. And, I mean, basically his fiance goes on the stand, and everything that you've seen points to, she's going to lie for this dude to get him off. No, she pretty much buried him, like threw him under the bus. And the dude actually, like, spoiler alert, I guess, the dude actually went to prison for killing a black kid. I didn't know this has ever happened, but a white guy went to prison for killing a teenage black kid. Yeah, unbelievable. But it did happen. That's a good documentary, too. It's on HBO. HBO's doing it with these documentaries. I like it.
Yeah, I still have one more to watch of Defiant Winds, but man, that was a great call.
You should have.
That's one of the best ones that I've seen.
That's what you should have watched with your daughter. She would have liked that.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, there's some R-rated stuff there, but I mean, I think she's probably old enough by now.
Yeah, she's seen boobs.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, unless she just doesn't shower, she's seen them. All right. Summer means
stop it. Just stop it.
I was trying to get out clean. I'm sorry. Summer means lots of foot traffic coming through your house. Now's a great time to clean your carpets and your tile with Dirt-Free Carpet Clean. Get a summer special for a limited time only. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right. Free room cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this deal. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do that one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So they started playing a bunch of Guns N' Roses on the Guns N' Roses channel today. It's only going through like Saturday. I finally figured out why they were doing it. It's the 30-year anniversary of Appetite. I can't believe okay. That album's 30 years old.
I can.
Time flies when you're old. But I guess they're doing a live concert at the Apollo for the first time, and they're going to do that live on the station, which ought to be pretty cool, so I'll probably listen to that. But I'm going to come up with my list of five most underrated Guns N' Roses songs.
Okay.
I'm going to do that for tomorrow in honor of the 30-year I mean, obviously, the big ones everybody knows. So this will not be Sweet Child of Mine, Welcome to the Jungle, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It'll be five songs that...
In the cold November rain.
Yeah, it won't be that. No.
Okay.
Or Don't Cry.
Okay.
Or Patience. So you can take all those off the list. Are there other big hits?
Are these ones that
Paradise City, no.
Oh, that's the best. These are ones that won't get played on the radio or that didn't get played on the radio?
That probably didn't get played on the radio.
What about Knocking on Heaven's Door?
Probably too popular.
Live and Let Die, too popular?
Yeah, that got a lot of run.
That's a pretty good cover, though,
I will say. It is. Well, and you could just do their best covers. I mean, they've done so many. I like Sympathy for the Devil. And
yeah, but that doesn't beat the OG.
No. Well, it depends on what you like. I like it better than the original.
What?
Sorry.
Blaspheme.
That's a blasphemy.
You're a rock and roll guy, and you like the Guns N' Roses version better than the Stones?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
You have to break your heart.
I can't even talk to you.
Just go
anymore.
Just go masturbate in prison, all right? Leave me alone.
No, the guy was saying you could do it in the shower. That's the place to do it. But I would never do that in the shower. That's the worst place, I would think, because guys like you and Michael who aren't as attractive, you guys could probably get away with that because no one's trying to have sex with you. But a guy like me, I'm really handsome. I'm doing that in the shower. Somebody's going to be turned on and try to get this. Get my goodies.
Dustin saying Mr. Brownstone and Longhorn Dimitri with Night Train. I think those songs might be too popular, too.
Mr. Brownstone's a pretty big song.
Yeah. I was thinking stuff like Dead Horse, 14 Years. I mean, those are some really good songs that didn't really see the light of day.
Yeah.
I'll have to go through and I'll have to come up with a real good fair definition for what's underrated or underappreciated, because those were songs that you didn't hear much. Like, what about So Easy? Was that too popular?
I don't think that one would
be. Okay, because that would be on my list too, and that might be my all-time favorite song of theirs.
This is a giant waste of time, because this is one thing I've learned about you. We'll talk about something. Jong, you can agree with this, or you can attest to this. We talk about something, and Fred says, I'm going to make a list of this. And then it never happened. It happens like once. No, one out of every 20.
I've done the last two.
What were the last two?
One was one other stupid list that we did.
One was the movie thing that we all did.
Yeah. But then there was one other one that I did.
But it's like one out of 20 times you say, I'm going to make a list.
No, but it's just like, you can be one out of 20, but if you're two for your last two, that's
100%. Okay. All right.
The only thing I haven't, the only one I haven't done is the presidential list.
No, that's one of
many. I think that's the one that you're harping on because every time we do deaths and there's the dead president, he brings it up.
Okay.
Yeah. And today's death's day. Do we have a dead president today? As a matter of fact, no.
No?
No.
That's too bad.
Wait, we have one who's related to a dead president. When I first saw it, I thought it was a dead president.
Is it Bobby Kennedy?
No, but it's a Kennedy.
Jack?
It's a Junior.
Oh, okay.
JF Junior. So.
Era.
I promise by the time you get back from vacation, there will be a presidential list.
Okay. All right. Hey, I know it's weird for us to talk about sports because we haven't. This isn't really a sports
really
show today.
To? Okay.
I wanted to bring something up. Actually, two things, I guess, sort of in relation to the Astros. And I wanted to ask you how you feel about this strategy. First, I wanted to mention that supposedly the Texas Rangers are going to shop you Darvish. Does that do anything for you?
Yes.
I would say so, right?
Yes.
Although I don't, for whatever reason, and I always think this is dumb when teams don't like to trade to teams in their own division. I don't care about that. Like the goal.
If I'm not going to win this year, I can get one of your prospects. Yeah, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Long-term goal of sports, at least to me, is to not just beat your rival; it's to win the whole thing. That's like
neither of these teams have done.
No, neither of them do. But that should be your goal,
right?
It shouldn't be like, well, if we give them Yu Darvish, they're going to be better than us. Well, yeah, they're better than you already, and you're going to make them even better. But hopefully, I would assume for Yu Darvish, you would get a nice haul of prospects, and you could, you know, build yourselves up. The other thing I wanted to hit on was: did you see the trade the Yankees and the White Sox made today?
Yes.
The White Sox traded Todd Frazier and their closer and their eighth inning guy to the Yankees,
who are back to being the evil empire. I love it.
And by the way, and they didn't really give up big time prospects. They didn't give up anybody that was like coveted necessarily. Basically a bunch of infielders. And they get back David Robertson, who's played in New York before and has been outstanding in New York before. And Tommy Conley, and these two guys who are the 8-9 inning guys in Chicago will now presumably be the 6th and 7th inning guys in New York. And they're doing kind of what the Royals did a few years ago, where they're basically saying, we're going to ask, because starting pitching is hard to come by in this market, as the Astros have seen, we're going to ask for our starters to get 5 innings, and then it's the bullpen's job. I don't hate that idea. I don't hate that philosophy because we've seen it work before. If you don't have great starting pitching, cool. Yeah. Just have a badass bullpen. And if you've got these two guys and then Betances and Chapman in the eighth and ninth, you're probably pretty good. I don't mind that. But the problem is for the Astros, they don't have a lot of guys in the bullpen now that I feel good about. So, like, adding one more or two more guys, I don't know. That'd be like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, and I think a lot depends if you do, depending on what happens with your rotation, and obviously when you get Keuchel back, do you keep Peacock in a rotation where he's been very effective for you? Because if he's back in the bullpen and suddenly you're back to where you were, where you've got Peacock, Davinsky, and then, you know, Gregerson hit or miss, but still pretty, you know, he's been a closer. And then Giles, you're better off back there. Is that the direction you go? And, man, I'm looking at the price for a guy like Sonny Gray, and he's pitched really well of late, and I think that's driven the price up. I don't know if I'd do it. I know I've been saying all along, give up some of these damn prospects to go and get a pitcher.
What are they asking for?
Apparently everybody in the world's trying to get the guy, so the price is going to be...
It's going to be high.
It's going to be... that. At some point, I'm not going to give the entire farm away for Sonny Gray. Because I don't know that Sonny Gray is a guy that does it. Does that get you there?
I mean, it makes me feel better about... I mean, it doesn't get you there if Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers aren't healthy, for starters.
Right.
But if they are, I think I'd feel good about
that. It gets you closer. I don't know if it You know, I mean, I'd rather see him out there than a lot of these other guys.
Yeah. I'd take Sonny Gray over Mike Fiers or Charles Morton. Chuck Morton, as I like to call him.
Chucky
Morton.
But then the flip side is, all right, let's say you keep Peacock in the rotation. He keeps pitching the way he's pitching. I think you need another arm in the bullpen now.
Yeah.
And I don't think Morton's the guy. I mean, I think he's a guy you want to put back there if you're trying to. And that's what they were when everybody was healthy. They were pretty solid. If they could get six innings, you had Peacock, Davinsky, and then you'd have Gregerson and Giles. I mean, you could finish games, but then those guys had to pitch a hell of a lot more. And then you took Peacock out of that mix. And some of the guys they have back there now are just garbage, like Hoyt doesn't even.
Right.
I don't know what those guys are. Well, I know why they're on the roster, but to you, Darvish, I say yes. Darvish, I say yes, unless the Rangers say, oh, we're not trading him to you. I still think if they can't add a starter, add me another solid bullpen arm. Two would be ideal. Well, like the Yankees did today. I'd feel
better. The Yankees did. The Nationals did the same thing.
They went out and got two. So, I mean, and there's guys out there that you can go get that would help. But I if you do that, I'm okay. I mean, they're pretty good as is, but once you hit the playoffs, I still think you need another starter, but if you can get by and Brad Peacock can go and give you five innings in a game three and or Mike Fiers or fill in the blank, then and you've got that kind of bullpen behind you, you should be okay.
Sort of the problem is, and we talked about this a little bit the other day, there's so many teams who are sort of borderline in, borderline out, that, I mean, obviously what your initial reaction is, we're in this. If you're close, most people think they're in this. So I feel like there's a lot of teams looking to be buyers this year, which is, you know, it's not ideal because the Astros are definite buyers.
They should be.
And
now, doesn't mean they're going to be.
They're in a position that they definitely should be buying. How about that? So I think all these sort of hanger-oner teams are sort of driving up cost on teams that are actual contenders.
Yeah. All right, I have my top five list. It was easy.
It's already done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dustin Bones.
Okay.
My Michelle.
Okay.
Dead Horse.
Okay.
14 years. It's so easy, number one.
Okay.
That's it.
That's your champion.
That's it. Put those five songs into your iPod and just listen to them over and over and over again.
No one has an iPod anymore.
Or whatever it is they have. I guess your phone. I still have one of the little ones that I run with sometimes.
I still have.
Because it's real convenient. It's harder to run with a phone.
I still have an old massive iPod that's like a brick size. No, I don't know how much it's worth. Oh, my God. They're worth. My ex-father-in-law has one. $8,000. I don't believe that. It's not like a Gen 1. It's like 120 gigs. It's like the big one that, like the last generation they put out before they stopped making them. Yeah. But those are only like 8 gigs. Who has 8 gigs of music? Now, everybody's got more than that. We all thought
that was amazing. Interesting. No, I still have one of the little minis.
Yeah.
And
the shuffle.
Is that what you shuffle. Yeah. That's what it is.
And, I never liked that because I have to be able to see what I'm going
to. Yeah. And now that everything else that I have where I know what's coming, I don't like it as much. But it's so convenient when you're working out or something because it's so small and it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I've got the phone on my arm and that's a pain in the ass.
Jung was making fun of me the other day because I was talking about technology that I don't like. I don't like when it just turned into, like, you should just be able to push a button and it goes to a random song, like playlists and things like that. I don't like that. I like to be able to pick through my music and find what I want. John was making fun of me about DVRs because the DVR is so important to me. I can't just get rid of it.
I'm kind of with you on that. I'm an old man when it comes to that. I'm used to that.
Yeah, but you're actually an old man.
I know, but, you know, you act like one. You act older than me.
I do.
So.
No, I was talking about, because you know how, like, if you have HBO Go and all that, you know, streaming services, you can actually, you know, add like Game of Thrones. You want to watch it. You add it to your watch list, and then whenever a new episode comes up, it'll come up to the very top. And AJ said he likes to have the feeling of, you know, having it actually recording on your DVR on your TV. So because we're talking about cutting cords, and it, that's one of the reasons why AJ can't cut the cord.
I've done everything to cut the cord except actually do it. Like, I have all those streaming services. Well, now,
and basically, like, you've just doubled your expense.
Yeah, I just pay.
That's what I do.
So, like, I have DirecTV, which I already pay a lot of money for, but then I have Netflix and Amazon and all that crap to go along with it.
Yeah, we do too. Same thing.
I'm such an idiot. I'm a sucker. That's what I am. I'm a sucker.
And the Canadian watches more of the Netflix stuff than I do. I mean, I watch some of it, but she's like all over those things. Because there's a lot of series that I just don't interest me at all. But I'm still all about DirecTV.
Yeah, and I haven't cut the cord either because of sports.
And I don't even care about sports. I'm pretty much over sports.
All right.
I think I'm almost completely done with sports.
It's almost football season. You can't be done with sports.
I'll be back around when football season comes. Okay. Right now, I'm about done with sports. I'm telling you now.
Well,
I've tried watching more baseball games. And, you know, I'll watch the Astros when I'm home and they're on. But, man, it's harder and harder to sit through a baseball game. I don't have the patience for it.
Well, and this is the first time in a long time that I actually have not been to the park.
I haven't either.
Not just because I don't want to hear the woos, but the real reason is, I don't want to sit there for 3.5 hours when I can watch it on TV and I can flip over and watch something else in between innings. Or if crap hitters are coming up, I don't have to watch that inning. I mean, I admit that, you know, maybe it's an old man thing, but I'm getting with all the sports. I like watching them at home where I can control everything.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just a control freak.
It could be.
Maybe that's what it is. I need to seek counseling on that. But, yeah. One thing I don't need to be counseled on is the bed I sleep on because I got mine from Texas Mattress Makers. And let me tell you what, you know, mentally maybe I need some help, but I don't physically because Texas Mattress Makers has your health in mind when they build the innovation into their sleep, like the pocketed quad coil system. I'm telling you, they have come up with so many ways to help you sleep better. This allows air to flow throughout the bed. So how about this? You know what? It's kind of hot out there right now, right? Cooler sleep surface. That's what they do. So at night in Texas, where it's really hot, you can have the coolest bed there is. The Paris and London are the beds for you. Cooler, eco-friendly. They start at $788. How about this? Huge savings on children's and guest beds with quality twin sets starting as low as $240. American-made Texas-sized savings. And I'll tell you, getting ready for back to school, how about this? Twin sets start at $199. Full-size beds for your guest or your mother-in-law. How about this? $212. If they're coming in, you're going to have somebody coming in before the end of the summer. You got to get them a bed. And, you know, nobody likes their mother-in-law, but you're not investing that much to get her a hell of a sleep. Maybe she'll not act like an idiot for once. Maybe she'll be nice to you. And it's all because of Texas Mattress Makers. That's what they do. Yuval and Lax and the gang down there are fantastic. Make sure you tell them your blitzers. It'll be a great experience. You'll save money. They make them right there, sell them directly to you. And they're at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Dave South here. Sports!
Back on the Blitz. Win a $250 gift card from Barcelona Sports. Just sign up to win on ESPN975.com/Barcelona Sports. One lucky winner takes home a $250 gift card. Best products, best prices, and personal service. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. Ooh, we have some tickets to this Manchester Derby.
What's the Manchester Derby?
You don't know what the Manchester Derby is? No. You didn't listen to Soccer Matters last night, did you?
I listened to a little bit. I didn't know it was called the Manchester Derby. Is that the game that's going on?
That is the big game that's going on tomorrow. I noticed we were winding around down last night a couple places. Like, there's going to be a big pregame party at Warehouse Live, and it's going to be hopping, man. It's a big deal.
People love soccer. Soccer is one of those things I just don't understand why I never got into it, because everyone seems to love it so much. And I'm just
because
like,
you're American.
Oh, there's a lot of Americans who like it, though. I just don't like it. I've tried. I've given it a chance. I just think it's stupid.
Well,
I shouldn't say stupid. I just think it's boring for me.
I like it better in person. When I can actually see the plays develop, it's to me, it's like hockey. It's just a better in-person event than than on TV. But
I don't know. I went to a Dynamo game. It was hot. And I was sweating. And
well, that is one thing there. It gets freaking hot in this place. Whose idea was it to put orange seats in for the summer? Man. Anyway, Houston's about to host two of the biggest soccer teams in the world. Win two tickets to see the first time Manchester United and Manchester City from the English Premier League are playing each other outside of England. It's at NRG Stadium tomorrow. The best in the world come to Houston. Be there. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I will take caller number 25. You're going to the Manchester Derby. And Lamont tweeted us a picture of his new toy.
Is it a chihuahua?
No, it's a sword.
Oh, a sword.
Yeah, well, you know we can legally carry swords here starting in September.
Cool.
I'm gonna go buy me some badass Valyrian steel somewhere
I'll stick with my pistol.
Chop the head off a White Walker.
If worse comes to worse, I feel like I've got the edge on a sword guy. Like that's just me.
But see, I'm more of an assassin. We'll sneak up behind you, so you won't get a chance to pull a gun because you'll be, the sword will go through your heart before you ever get a chance to reach for it.
I gotta tell you, you're not that stealthy. You'll
never see it coming. You'll never see it coming because you won't expect it. It's like,
that's what's funny is, like, you remember when open carry became a thing in Texas and it was like, everybody's going to be walking around with guns hanging off there. No one does that. Hardly anybody open carries. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I've seen maybe two or three people.
Everybody who does, it's like, it's kind of weird. Like, if you're wearing a gun belt outside your clothes, it's weird. I'm going to feel the same way about people walking around with swords. It's just going to basically be a weirdo alert.
Man, I was at the mall, and one of the comic book stores, they're selling Longclaw. It's actually a steel blade, like Jon Snow's sword.
Oh, God.
It was like, I think it was going for like $250, and they also sell Captain America's shield. It's made out of steel. It's really heavy.
Is it made out of vibranium?
No, fortunately not.
Oh, that's too
bad.
Work then.
I was so tempted to buy one of those, but I'm like, that's a damn waste of money.
It's a gigantic waste of money.
But I don't have money for that.
And you're never going to walk around with it because you're going to feel like an a-hole if you do. No one can walk around with that stuff and pretend like it's not a joke.
Well, you don't know winter might be coming.
Even if winter comes and I don't have, if I'm just stuck with my 45 instead of a sword, I'll feel okay. I'll get dragon glass bullets and I'll make the most of things.
Good luck with that, with the dragon glass, because the White Walkers are going to laugh at you.
Well,
and fine. You'll be sitting there just firing away, and
they never laugh. I've never seen a White Walker laugh.
Well, that's because you don't know enough about them.
That's why.
When you were coming out and saying, "Oh, we don't want them to win because they're zombies," you don't know anything about them. They could be very happy.
They're not.
We just don't know.
They don't laugh. If they were happy, they'd laugh.
We don't know that. Have you not seen him laugh? That kid sure looked happy when he got turned into one by the Night's King.
Nope.
His eyes turned blue and exciting. They lit up. Eyes lit up.
His soul was
literally
frozen. His soul was frozen. No one likes that.
What was that? What's better, growing up with the, growing up with that dad and those goofball sisters and daughters and whatever, or being the Night's King's boy? I'm going with Night's King.
I don't want to be anybody's boy.
Yeah.
That just sounds like offensive to me. What are you, like a squire?
Squire? What Podrick is.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Put the Night King saddle on his horse for him, on his zombie horse? And now all of a sudden you're a big man?
I'd rather do that than be living in that damn shack with Craster.
I'll live in the shack. All right, guys. Okay. I got to tell you, while winter may be coming on television around here, it's hot as hell. It's time to really start thinking about your electricity bills, because they will get you if you're not thinking about them. Tri-Eagle Energy is a born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. Use the promo code ESPN at TriEagleEnergy.com and help yourself save some money. Tri-Eagle Energy, they've got tons of plans, whatever you need right now, and they've got the fixed rates. And that's what's really helping people, is these fixed rates. You don't want to have the surprises on your bill. It's not the case with Tri-Eagle Energy. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process. No surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.4 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. I don't know what you're waiting for. It's an easy decision. You're going to feel good about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064.